Exit number 12559, rail 3.
Group Captain Grocock, rail 3.
Yes, he sent this congratulatory message, which was very gratefully received, but little did he know just how we'd managed to drop his supplies of rice.
According to your logbook, you were in Kohima in June 44, so perhaps...
That's probably when it was, yeah.
Also here in your logbook, you've got 7th of July 44, supplies to Imphal, prisoners Imphal to Camilla. Were those Japanese prisoners?
No, I think they were Indian National Army who had been fighting for the Japs.
Did they make any impression on you?
No.
How often did you get fighter escorts with you?
The only one, only time I got any fighter escorts was on that drop on White City, one I told you about.
Was there much danger of attack from Zeros?
Not during the monsoon. But remember when I told you about the flight commander being shot up over Aberdeen? That was a clear night, you know, with very little weather about. But if the weather was bad, then you were pretty safe.
What was your attitude towards the enemy in those days in 44?
Well, we hated the Japanese because we'd heard about all the things that they'd done to our people. I think the one thing that had made the best propaganda against the Japanese you ever saw was that picture, you'll probably remember it, of an Australian with a Japanese officer just about to hack his head off with a samurai sword. Very famous picture. And that was sort of signified the hatred you had for the Japanese.
I think you finished your tour with that squadron in September 44.
That's right, yeah. 500 hours operational flying.
How did you feel at the end of the tour? Did you feel ready to go on or ready for a rest?
Oh, I was ready for a rest and ready for a change. Although I had enjoyed it very much indeed.
What happened to you after that?
I was posted to a unit called the Base Air Forces Southeast Asia Communications Squadron at Willingdon Airport, Delhi. And this was a squadron which had a Dakota flight of 5 Dakotas. And it had about 18 Beechcraft expediters. And then it had a single-engine flight of Fairchild Argus and Harvards and one or two others. And our main job was flying around VIPs and headquarters officers from the headquarters in Delhi.
So it was a kind of ferrying work?
It was passenger flying, yeah. All over the Indian subcontinent. And after a while, I became a personal pilot to Air Chief Marshal Sir Leslie Hollinghurst, who was the commander of Base Air Forces Southeast Asia.
What was he like?
He was very, very nice chap indeed, very friendly chap. And we got on very, very well indeed. And we do a lot of trips down to Ceylon, to the Mountbatten's headquarters down in Kandy. And we went all over India and Burma. And best of all, we quite often got the opportunity to go and visit Indian Maharajah's palaces, which was very interesting and illuminating.
How long were you doing this work for?
I was doing this for the rest of my tour in India, which I think goes to about... Is it March 45... about June 45.
And then what?
During this tour, I had three trips back to England in the Dakota. First one was flying General Auchinleck back. And I got married on that trip. And on the way back, we inspected all the Indian troops overseas, which meant quite a trip round Italy and Greece and Turkey. It's again very interesting. And then I had two trips, I think, flying Marshal Hollinghurst home.
What impression did Auchinleck make on you?
Very nice chap indeed, very, very fine. And he was the sort of chap who would inspect the Indian troops, and he would know all the Jemadars and Subadars by name, and you know where they came from in India, and how their kids were, and all this sort of thing. Very impressive.
And this unit was called BAFSEA.
Yeah,
Communication Squad in New Delhi.
Base Air Forces Southeast Asia.
How did you like doing that work?
Oh, very much. It's great.
Did you have any desire to get back on operations?
If time had gone on, but we were flying on one night. Of course, I was home in England, funny enough, for VE Day. On the first trip home with Auchinleck. So when we flew back, we sort of had the feeling that although the war with Japan was still going on, it couldn't be all that much longer. And in fact, we were flying back one night from Ceylon to Delhi, and we used to listen to the news bulletins on the radio compass, and we heard that the Japs had capitulated. That would be about August, wouldn't it?
Yes, mid-August.
Yeah.
VJ there.
Yep.